This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by DRAM. Those of us with northern gardens sometimes have zone envy. As I've talked about before, climate change is changing our frost dates, temperatures are rising, and I'm thinking we can test the waters for Zone 5 native plants. There are a few that really caught my eye. Indian Pink, Spigelia marilandica, pretty sounding name, is a tropical looking plant that grows to about 18 inches tall. It's the flowers that really knocked my socks off. They're radiant red tubular flowers with yellow throats that are just made for hummingbirds. Butterflies also dig them. This is a great plant for a rain garden in part shade. They really do like moist soil. Plants will fill in to form a ground cover in the right conditions. Indian Pink blooms early to midsummer. Another really cool zone fiver is Camas. This is a neat clump-forming plant that grows to 3 feet tall to 2 feet wide from a tulip-like bulb. The blue-violet flowers appear in loose racemes in late spring and last up to 3 weeks. Camas is another great plant for the rain garden, although it does prefer more sun than Indian Pink. The nectar attracts bees, butterflies, and more. Camas will naturalize in most soils. And then there's a great ground cover called Allegheny Spurge. The plant grows 6 to 12 inches tall and has blue-green, strongly toothed leaves mottled with purple and white. There are tiny white, fragrant flowers, but it's really grown for foliage. It's great for the woodland garden as it prefers shade, a great ground cover. I have pictures and more information on my website, gardenbite.com. Concerned about our planet? DRAM introduces Dramatic Organic Fertilizer with Kelp. Earth-friendly, their fertilizer is made with fish scraps that otherwise fill landfills. Dramatic Organic Fertilizer with Kelp delivers dramatic results on vegetables, flowers, and fruits. Purchase DRAM at your local independent garden center or online. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.